Shabbat Shalom. And welcome to everyone. Welcome back, Janet O'Neill. I'm so excited. We should have you come up and do a fundraiser. It is so wonderful to be sharing Shabbat with everyone this evening. A special, special welcome to the Mid-Atlantic region of Sisterhood. We are honored that you are sharing your Shabbat with us. Hine ma tovu manayim shevet achim gam yachad, not gender specific. How great it is when sisterhood and fellow brotherhood gather together in worship and just sort of sharing all of the wonderful things that we as a reform movement have together. On Tuesday, I will leave with the Board of Governors of HUC and travel with all the leaders of our movement to Poland and to Jerusalem for the 100th ordination of a rabbi in Israel. And every time that we are all together, it is so clear that our reform movement is strong. And one of the things that strengthens our reform movement are the women of Reform Judaism. I have been a woman of Reform Judaism for almost all of my life and grew up in sisterhood as a child. So I welcome all of you with open arms. Somebody said they were here 16 years ago and somebody else knew me 30 years ago. And as you can see, I haven't aged at all. So good prayer, good life, clean living, a balanced budget. It does it for every rabbi. We welcome all of you. I know that some of you have come into our sanctuary tonight just for Shabbat, just to let go of the very difficult week you might have had, or stressful week, or week filled with traffic. But I also look out and see people who are saying Misha Berach for loved ones, and many of you who are in your year of mourning, and some of it most recent mourning. And so our hearts wrap around you, and I hope that you feel the love this Shabbat as you have come here with personal needs. Whatever reason brought you to our sanctuary, Rob and Rachel and I are really glad to be sharing services together, especially on this four-day weekend, as so many people with children have disappeared from Virginia. So we are delighted that you are all here. Our opening song can be found on page 10, Shalom Aleichem. We're singing Debbie Friedman's version, so if you look in transliteration, before she died, when she wrote this song, she changed the last verse from Tzeitchem, go out in peace, to Shuvchem, return in peace. And so we will sing it the way she wrote it.
I know.
Candlelighting this Shabbat can be found on page 12 and 13. It is my pleasure to welcome some of my favorite people in the universe, my past presidents of sisterhood, wonderful women who not only represent the best of Reform Judaism, but the best of our congregation.
The week is done. I washed 7 loads of laundry. I filed 15 briefs with the courts. I prepared 21 meals. I listened to 30 customer complaints. I carried 60 pounds of groceries. I graded 100 spelling tests. I drove 200 miles in carpools. I dried buckets of tears.
All my hours have been used up by others' needs, others' demands, others' priorities. When the week is done and I light the Shabbat candles, my time begins. I take a deep breath and let go. I embrace the peace of Shabbat.
Standing with the women who came before me and those who will follow, the candles' flames draw me in, allowing me to lay down the burdens of the week in order to restore and refresh my soul.
This is my time to take in Shabbat and keep it with me for the rest of the week, giving me strength to wash 7 loads of laundry, file 15 briefs with the court, prepare 21 meals.
And run 3 marathons.
Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kishanu B'mitzvotav, V'tzivanu Lehadlik Nesha Shabbat. Amen.
Hear my prayer, I sing to you.
Kadodi, page 14. Privilege to welcome the first of our four sermons this evening, Amy Epstein, all variations on the theme Hineni.
Good evening. I got involved with Temple B'nai Shalom Sisterhood in 2008. I went to Champagne and Chocolates, many of them. I led a casino night in 2009, and I even served on the Sisterhood Board and was president for 4 years in a row. But it wasn't until about 7 years after I first became involved that I really experienced the essence of sisterhood on a whole new level as I was going through a life-altering transition. In 2014, after years of soul-searching and hours of therapy, I made the very difficult decision to separate from my husband. I decided to move out of our family home where I'd lived since 1993. This was the home where we moved when our son Adam was just learning to walk. It was the only house our daughter Arielle had ever lived in. I signed a lease for a two-bedroom apartment for a year and a half. I was scared as heck. I did not know what my life, my new life, would look like. Just packing all of my clothes, shoes, and personal effects seemed to be such a daunting task. The emotional upheaval threatened to overwhelm me at times. My sisterhood sisters were there for me through this monumental transition. They listened to me with compassion and understanding. And they also rolled up their sleeves and they got to work. They helped me to construct my cardboard packing boxes. And over a series of two Saturday afternoon packing parties, they helped me to go through a ton of my stuff. The goal was to efficiently and with the greatest degree of economy possible, winnow my stuff down to the items I most needed and treasured. We went through my closets and pulled out some unfortunate fashion choices. These had to go, and my friends were loving but brutally honest. They also relieved me of some items, both clothing and housewares, I didn't need to be burdened with in my much smaller living quarters. I felt vulnerable at that time, but I felt totally accepted and loved. I've moved into my new apartment on a cold and snowy day in January of 2015. One of my TBS sisters took off from work and met me at my new apartment. She helped me to figure out where to place the few items of furniture I took with me. We decided my wrought iron table and chairs from my patio outside would make a splendid dining room ensemble in the apartment. She went with me to Home Goods to buy a new buffet piece and loads of decorative items. The Saturday after I moved in, my sisters descended upon my apartment for a moving-in party. They came with rolls of kitchen cabinet liners and a pretty pink toolbox to hang pictures. They brought potbelly sandwiches, salads, and cookies, transforming what could have been a very depressing and alone time into a day of joyous community and celebration. One sister brought me an Oy Vey clock, which was adorable, but unfortunately, it only tells the right time once a day. Oy vey. One of my friends gave me a lovely and delicate Murano glass mezuzah, which we hung in my apartment. And one of my sisters got her father, who happens to be a rabbi, on the phone for an impromptu blessing of my new home. This was a very emotional experience for all of us. Through the months following my move, my sisters always looked out for me. They invited me to movies, dinners, plays, and lunches, and never made me feel that I was alone. Fast forward to April of this year, I went through another transition, but this one much more physical than emotional. Through the wonders of modern medicine, I obtained a bionic knee through a surgery using a robotic arm. As luck would have it, it was my right knee, which meant I couldn't drive. I also had to go up and down a multitude of stairs in the townhouse that I purchased in the summer of 2016. Again, my sisters were there for me through this new transition. They came over to my house laden with delicious foods. They took me to lunch and dinner. They took me to my physical therapy appointments. They made sure I had the right clothing for that. They picked up toiletries and groceries for me. They even picked me up and took me to Friday night services and to the Sisterhood Book Talk because they knew how important those things were to me. Just like in the military, Sandy, no sister would be left behind. That's what sisterhood offers, a safe and loving haven through life's transitions, making each of us stronger than we are on our own.
We rise for the Baruch Hu on page 17.
Yeah.
God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. We continue with the Shema on page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. Vehayu hadvarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. Vishinanta levanecha vidibarta bam beshivtecha beveitecha uvlechtecha vaderech uvshachbecha uvkumecha ukshartam leot al yadecha vehayu litotafot bein einecha. Uchtabtam al mezuzot betecha uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'yitem kedoshim l'elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim v'hiyot lachem l'elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children, them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God.
Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the sea of freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song.
Save.
evenings, the Hashkivenu ask God to protect us while we sleep and spread the sukkah of peace over us. Why a sukkah, a temporary, fragile structure? We ask for shelter, not only when in our homes, but also when we are out in the world. Like our ancestors who lived in the fields in Sukkot, during this harvest, we seek protection wherever we may roam. Even when we rise out of the sukkah to rise out of the sukkah of slumber to our daily lives, we pray God may bless our people with peace.
And interested in learning about it so I could be supportive of his religion. I knew we would raise our kids Jewish, but still maintain the non-Jewish traditions that I grew up with, Christmas, Easter, which were never viewed from a religious perspective. I wanted our son to start religious school in kindergarten, and I got a referral to go visit Temple B'nai Shalom as a Reformed temple, and we went to attend a Tot Shabbat as our first visit. Shortly after that visit, I met a member of the temple during a running group run, which I guess you probably can't guess who that is. And she invited me to attend a sisterhood night out event. She was the only person I knew going that evening. But once I got there, the other members were very welcoming and I felt right at home, like I'd known them forever. I joined sisterhood that evening and started attending more events and getting to know more of the sisterhood members. And they were helping introduce me to the temple and make me feel more comfortable in my new Jewish surroundings. Though, I was still struggling to figure out how to build a Jewish life for my family and where I would exactly fit in. I made the decision to attend the Introduction to Judaism class along with a couple of my sisterhood members. As I went through the class and learned more about the basis of Judaism, I came to find that I connected with it and was getting more comfortable with being part of the community. I was getting to know more of the sisterhood members and really starting to get involved. In September of 2016, 2 months after the class ended, I got an email about a sisterhood board position that opened for the programming VP, and if I would be interested in joining the sisterhood board. And I thought, why not? How hard could that be? I had no idea at that moment how much this would help guide my journey. Being on the sisterhood board, I started to realize how much I wanted to be Jewish officially. I had a goal of converting by the high holidays, holy days, in 2017, so in September. Once I told my sisterhood sisters this, I received so much support, encouragement, and help what it means to be a Jewish woman. I was approached by the TBS sister president to attend the 2017 WRJ Freed Leadership Conference as a way to grow and learn spiritually. I decided to attend with two other sisterhood members. I really didn't know what to expect. As a non-Jew in the process of converting, I was nervous that I would feel out of place, not understand exactly what was going on. Boy, was I wrong. I took away many things from this conference: ideas to improve experiences for the women at my temple, friendships, inspiration to be better, stronger, a new community of Jewish women to help guide me through my journey of officially becoming a Jewish woman. My conversion was held on Friday, September 8th, 2017. And as I stood on the bima and looked out at the many faces of support, like I am now, I saw so many of my sisterhood sisters that I now consider family. My journey to the Torah has been a wonderful, eye-opening experience that I will treasure throughout my life. As I continue my journey of learning and growing as a Jewish woman, I know that my sisterhood sisters will always be by my side, giving guidance, support, and encouragement. I struggle to put into words what my sisterhood community means to me, including WRJ. I never had a community growing up, and I cherish each and every one of you. The support, encouragement, learning, and growing as a Jewish woman guides me in my everyday life and makes me strive to be a better person each and every day. So I thank you.
Years ago, our Beastie Youth Group members came back from a nifty event with the custom of jumping up for the word et in the refrain. We tried it and we loved it. So it became our minhag. At family services, adults began to lift children in the air, and many of our adults today have memories of being lifted as children for Visham Ru. It is a moment of Jewish joy, which is composed of the first and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet. By doing so, we say that we pray to God with all the letters of the alphabet and all of the bones in our body.
Mary, oh. is traditionally said before the major part of the prayer service. God, open my lips that my mouth may declare your glory. What if every time we went to speak, we said that phrase first? If before I answered my spouse, I asked if what I am about to say reflects my spiritual aspirations. If before I went to share a story about another person's life, I asked whether it would reflect the holiness in the world. If before I engaged in idle conversation, I said, God, when I speak, may it declare your glory. If you paused before you spoke, would your conversation be different? Would it force you to elevate your thinking toward glory?
Take your time and rise when you are ready. Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov. Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Elohe Leah. Ha'el Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, Vizocher Chaste Avot Vimahot, Umevi Geula, Livne Venehem, Lema'an Shemo Be'ahava. Melech Uzer Moshiach Umagen, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Abraham Ve'ezrat Sarah. Me, my family, the Jewish people and Torah, a tree of life. Roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching, peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. Ata gibor leolam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav lehoshia, mechalkel chayim bechesed, mechaye hakol berachamim rabim, samech noflim verofe cholim, umatir asurim, umkayem emunato lishene afar, מי חמוך בעל גבורות ומי דומה לך, מלך ממית ומחיה ומצמיח ישוע, ונאמן אתה להחיות הכל, ברוך אתה אדוני, מחיה הכל. Page 32, Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God. From the beauty of earth and sky to the beauty we have within us, God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch atah Adonai, Ha'el HaKadosh. You may be seated.
Growing up, my mom raised my brother and me in a conservative home where traditional Judaism was a way of life. While we didn't always belong to a synagogue and were not very active in synagogue life, we always lived traditional Judaism in our home. We followed strict laws of kashrut and observed all major holidays. Sometimes our Passover seders would number upwards of 40 people, led by my Uncle Howard, and could run 4 to 5 hours. I never could have imagined one day joining a Reform congregation, and certainly couldn't fathom my mother joining us. When Andrew and I moved to Virginia, we assumed we would be part of a conservative synagogue. We started a congregation Beth Emeth in Reston, followed by Olam Tikvah in Fairfax. Even though these synagogues followed the more traditional lifestyle in which we were accustomed, neither felt right. It was clear to us something was missing, we just didn't know what it could be. Andrew and I took a chance and brought our son Harry, age 3, to Shabbat services here at TBS. We sat in what would become our regular seats in case we needed to make a quick exit. Not only was Harry entranced by the music, but when Rabbi Perlin began her sermon by entering from the back of the sanctuary dressed all in white as the Sabbath bride, we knew TBS was something special. Shortly thereafter, my mom, Janet O'Neill, although many of you know her as Bubby Glicklin, came for a visit and joined us for Shabbat services. I was concerned she would not be amenable to a Reform congregation. I won't even mention the thought of a female rabbi. But to my surprise and relief, she was thoroughly enthralled like us, and I'm sure many of you sitting here today. My mom quickly understood why we joined TBS. When we joined in 2007, Andrew and I planned on easing into our involvement with TBS. We figured we would regularly attend Shabbat services and see what social groups would work for us. First, we attended Tat Shabbat and Crater Roll, now known as Torah Tikes. Once I discovered Sisterhood was the sponsor of Crater Roll, I knew I wanted to become a member. I started by becoming one of the coordinators for Crater Roll along with Sharon Goldman, and agreed to attend the Sisterhood board meetings as the Crater Roll representative. In my mind, I would simply attend the monthly meetings and give a report on the happenings of Crater Roll. A simple job, which certainly wouldn't lead any further involvement. Well, at the board meetings and with continued coordination of Crater Roll, I met some wonderful women and I quickly became more involved with Sisterhood. For those who know me, I'm sure you are not surprised by this. Soon I was able to use my professional experience in the financial industry to become Sisterhood's treasurer, a position I held for 5 years. It was an amazing way of not only learning about the workings of Sisterhood, but of continuing to gain friends that I still have today. Over the years, my mom would regularly visit Virginia and TBS. She would attend both Shabbat and High Holiday services, would join me at Sisterhood events, and quickly found her own support system. It was just a matter of time before she would move to Virginia and become a full-fledged TBS member. If not for our friends from Sisterhood, Mom may never have found the home she has today. She knew she wanted a single-family house, but had no idea where to look. Thanks to Betty Shanley, who guided Mom to River Ridge in Woodbridge. Now my mom and Betty are both neighbors and friends, regularly attending events at their respective homes, taking care of each other's cats, and along with Jana Pressman and Donna Courtney, creating Sisterhood West at River Ridge. Okay, not a real group, but hey, you never know. Today we are both proud and active members of Sisterhood. The best way I can describe the L'dor V'dor of Sisterhood is while we both will attend some events together, there are many activities that appeal to only one of us, and we are as comfortable being together in Sisterhood as we are separately in Sisterhood. Growing up, I would never have imagined joining my mom in a Reform congregation and being an active member of Sisterhood. Now I can't imagine what it would be like if we did not have TBS or Sisterhood.
The gifts that we bring, that we may build up. in song, and the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of love, Shekhinah, will dwell with.
At the bottom of page 34, together, as the Sabbath descends and enfolds us in its mantle of peace, it brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. As we continue with Sim Shalom on page 40, we each bring our personal peace to this Shabbat and to our world, and we pledge at the end of this Shabbat to take that peace out into the world. Continue tonight with the prayer for the land of Israel at the bottom of page 43. I have 36 talitot, four from the women of the wall. One is in my suitcase ready to go to Israel on Tuesday. But this was my first talit. And our solidarity as a congregation with women of the wall is very, very strong, as is our solidarity with the Israel Religious Action Center, where Gary and I will be happy to join them in dedicating the new offices for all the lawyers who bring the cases to the Supreme Court when we are there in 2 weeks. So we join not just with the people and land of Israel, but as a community and as this gathering of sisterhood, we join not only with the four foremothers, Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, and Rachel on the Talit, but we join with every woman who wants to stand at the wall in equality. Take time to look at our first tapestry. When it first arrived, it was a bunch of men in tallises standing at the wall. I love men. I love tallises. But that wasn't my vision of Jerusalem. My vision of Jerusalem were men and women and children, some with tallis, some without, Orthodox, conservative, reform, secular, whoever you want to be, standing together and praying. And that is the vision that we will work for every single day of our lives until it comes true. And with Rick Jacobs, my classmate, we are in solidarity that we will speak power to the people of Israel, to the government of Israel, that we deserve a place to stand, men and women together at the wall, and pray out loud and sing our prayers in freedom, for that is what Israel needs to be. So we will say our prayer for the land of Israel, and then we will sing the song that reminds me of my solidarity with the women of the wall, the prayer that we sing every time we stand there softly, fearfully, Oziva Zimrat Yah. And then we will unite, and you go to your communities, and we stay in ours, and together we fight from here for rights there. And Marcia from Delaware told me if you want a tallit, she has two in her gift shop. Page 43 together. We pray for Israel, her land and her people. Protect her against hatred and war. May her promise bring comfort to those who seek refuge, equality, and acceptance. May Israel live to realize the hope of our prophet, that she be a light unto the nations. May the bond between Israel and Jews around the world be strengthened with mutual respect, as together we love Torah, cherish our history, and live true to our shared values and traditions. Amen. Page 8. Mishaberach is the glue of our congregational community. We hope and we pray that every person in our community, whether here in need of prayers for healing, or at home, or recovering, or in hospitals, will feel our prayers. We are grateful tonight that Carol Eppner is finally at home after her recovery. I am grateful that some of the people who have been struggling and not able to be here are here. I'm still praying for everybody to stand tall and be healthy. But for each and every person in our community in need of healing, for you, for those you love, for all of us in need of healing from this broken world filled with so many tragedies, we sing the Mishaberach together.
May the source of strength, who blesses. Growing up in Chicago, my sister and I spent many evenings with babysitters, as our parents were very active in the community. Reflecting back, my grandmother's aunt and mother held positions on the boards of the Council of Jewish Women, B'nai B'rith, and Hadassah. I learned my envelope stuffing skills from doing mailings for these groups, and I see many of you smiling about that. We saved money from our allowances for tzedakah each Sunday, collected to plant trees in Israel, and gathered mileage sponsorships for the annual Walks for Israel. Throughout my school years, I belonged to clubs, held student council offices, and while in college, volunteered with the National Runaway Switchboard, providing support for runaways. This opened my eyes to the ugliness in our society. A good night was when we could get a runaway somewhere safe or even home. As a value-based community, TBS has had numerous education classes which focus on Jewish values. In speaking with Rabbi Rappaport, she told me about a program she had recently to teach the values of Gemilut Chasadim and Tzedakah. Gemilut Chasadim literally means the giving of loving kindness, and it is a fundamental value which differs from and is perhaps more comprehensive than Tzedakah. For instance, it's the hello and the smile you give a stranger as you pass them on the street. It's the time you give to your family and friends, and it's the service to your community simply because it's something that you want to do. As adults, I joined the military and my sister became a Chicago police officer. I was involved in the military community and she became a member and later national president of the Shamrim Society, the Jewish Law Enforcement Fraternal Organization. She also volunteered for the MS Society and did their annual bike rides in honor and memory of our mom. When my dad retired, he volunteered full time. He called it his volunteer gigs, which included work at hospitals, senior centers, and even the temple. I loved when I would call him and he would cut the conversation short because he had to leave for a gig. He continued to volunteer until the year before he died. I was first introduced to sisterhood by my friend Sharon in San Antonio. Next thing I knew, I was the treasurer. I needed to start looking for volunteer opportunities outside of the military, and sisterhood was a great place to start. After I retired and moved back to this area, I decided I would do some volunteering before I went back to work. I knew just the place to start, the Holocaust Museum. I started in guest services, and after the summer ended, I looked for other opportunities at the museum. I met the curators who work with donors who give artifacts to the museum. It seemed like a good fit, and I have been happily volunteering with them for 4 years. It's the longest job I have held. It is the longest I have held a job in my adult life with all the military moves and the job changes. I also needed a new community, and I turned to TBS. I volunteered to work on the Women's Seder for Sisterhood, and then was asked to be part of the board, and I see Amy there smiling. I also became active with other committees at TBS and logged many fun hours in these hallowed halls. My wonderful sisters in Sisterhood have been a blessing. I don't ever remember my parents discussing Gemilut Chasadim. They never told us to be active in the community and never called attention to their work. We just learned from their example. May we all seek to do Gemilut Chasadim as long as we are able.
We rise for Aleinu on page 53. And it is our pleasure to welcome the Sisterhood Regional Board members to open the Ark.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Page 57, we read responsively by paragraph. We all stand together to remember those whom we have loved and lost, to remember those whose lives were taken because of who they were or what they believed, to remember those who perished in the Holocaust or by acts of terrorism, to remember those who died in service of our country or of our people, to remember those who have no one left to say Kaddish, to remember lives and the blessings they brought to the world. We all stand together. At this time in our service, we remember with love our beloved members who have died in the past year. Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg. And we mourn the losses in the past 30 days during the period of Shloshim for our members, our country, and our world. Arthur Blitz, friend of Polly Craighill. Paul R. Dickinson, father of Donna Breskin. We send you, Donna, our love and our support in your year of mourning. Morris Bengel, father of Deborah Koblenz. All those who died from the wildfires in California. Alexander Veshkin, brother-in-law of Gregory Levin. Jennifer Moore, sister of Laura Jane Cohen. Gloria Hastrider, friend of Marilyn Weissman. Marilyn Holzman Horwich, aunt of Susan Biggs. Ruth Berkowitz, mother of Al Berkowitz. And we too send you our love and our support at your time of Shloshim and through the year of mourning. Elwin Bernard Christensen, father of Alan Christensen. Your father had so many children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. His legacy will live on, and we will mourn with you. Andrea Joy Gorski, sister of Beryl Hosback. Tonight you are with us. Tonight you are B'nai Shalom with us, and we mourn with you. May your heart feel lighter because you're sharing it with your sisters. And we mourn those who died in the attack in New York City this week. And we remember with love the Yortzites that fall this Shabbat and this week. Ronald Schloss, Joseph Wishnow, Arnold Kanner, Charles Gold, Bertha Plotkin, Lise Plotkin, David Schoenberger, Jacob Vogelman, Harris Hirschman, Inga Kessler, Julia Chung, Edward Nitzer, Ethel Greenhoff, Anita Margulis, Louis Reisman, Edith Sherman, Max Stettner, Ed Tudor, Mary Albert, Mike Stinson, Geraldine Clater, Louis Fox, Francis Davis, Norman Leckert, Joseph Polavoy, Patsy Kuntz, Martin Wallach, Morris Wallach, and Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. We mourn each and every life and loss. We remember all those who have no one to remember them. We mourn with you and send our love with you as you remember each precious soul in your life as we rise for the Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shnei rabah V'yalma divra chirutei v'yamlif machutei V'chayechon v'yamechon v'chaye d'chol Beit Yisrael. V'agala v'izman kariv v'yemru amen. Yehei shmei rabba mevarach li'olam olmei almaya. Yit barach v'yishtabach v'yit ba'ar v'yit ramam v'yit naseh. V'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal shmei d'kudsha v'richu. L'eila amin kol birchata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechamata. Damiran bialma v'imru amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chaim alenu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom v'imramav. Hu yase shalom. Alenu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. V'imru 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 we remain standing as we welcome our TBS Sisterhood members to come up for Kiddush, and we especially give a shout out to the two people coordinating the conference. That's what I was told by your president. TBS Sisterhood members, that was in the email. So you all have to come up for Kiddush because there's no bar mitzvah this week. This is your B'nai Mitzvah. I want to thank Lori Appleton and Marilyn Morrison. Come on down, Lori. The wonderful people who are coordinating this event. Any of you who have ever run a challah know that it is an insane amount of work. And we are so grateful to our two challah co-chairs. The two of you can come up and stand with the Kiddush cup. Your partners in crime.
Sandy
too, that's fine. Come on, Sandy. Ladies, come around. Get it, Terry. We'll read together with them. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei peri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu Shabbat kashal v'ahava v'ratzo imfilanu zikaron l'maaseh v'reishit ki hu yom tefilah l'mikra ha'kodesh zecher l'tziyah Mitzrayim kivanu v'acharta.
Best challah ever because wine just covered the bima, just like your tablecloth at Passover. The person spills the wine and you go, ah, best Passover ever. That's what my grandmother, Bubby, would always say that. I don't know why it's going to be the best Passover ever when you're going to have to use shout, but it's okay. It's wonderful, a blessing on your head. It's my pleasure now to welcome, with greetings from WRJ, our executive board member, Liz McCosker. Come on up, please.
Thank you. I'm really delighted to be here and to have participated in this very joyous and joyful welcoming of Shabbat. I bring greetings of Shabbat Shalom to everyone here on behalf of our WRJ President Blair Marks, our Executive Director Rabbi Marla Feldman, my fellow officers and fellow board members representing women's groups from across the United States and Canada. WRJ provides for the collective voice of tens of thousands of women in hundreds of communities in North America, South America, Europe, and Israel. Stronger Together, we provide support to women's groups in the form of programming and leadership development. You heard about the Freed Leadership Conference from one of our speakers this evening. There's another Freed coming up in March in Nashville. Please come. We facilitate outreach to young families through our partnership with the URJ and the Grinspoon Foundation's PJ Library Program. WRJ funds a legislative assistant at the Religious Action Center, focusing on issues of concern to women and families. We will hear from her on Sunday. Through our YES Fund, WRJ supports the URJ Camp Movement, NIFTY, and the education of our movement leaders through scholarships to students at all four of the HUCJRR campuses, Los Angeles, Cincinnati, New York, and Jerusalem, and to rabbinical students studying in seminaries in Europe, including England and the former Soviet Union and Germany, and also in Israel. We have a strong partnership through the YES Fund with the Israel Religious Action Center and with Women of the Wall. In fact, recently WRJ took a mission to Israel and we worshiped with Women of the Wall at the Wall on Rosh Chodesh Sivan right before Shavuot. Very special. And we do all of this with the goal of nurturing and supporting our congregations, both here and around the world. I look forward to a weekend of more joyful worship, learning, and fun with the women of the Mid-Atlantic District, and again, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, the treasurer of Temple B'nai Shalom. It's great to see you all here this evening for Shabbat worship. Welcome home, Rabbi Pearl, and even for a short time. Thank you, and thank you, sisterhood members, for leading us in worship tonight. And thank you, Rob and Rachel, as usual, for sharing your gifts of music. So it's great to have the hood in the house. I'd like to add I had to think about that all service to come up with it. I'd like to add my own warm welcome to the members of the Women of Reform Judaism Mid-Atlantic Region. TBS is proud to host you this weekend. I hope your event will be filled with joy, worship, learning, celebration, healing, and friendship. And may you make and take away wonderful memories from your time here this weekend. And it reminds me a little bit of my nifty days. The coffee house is, 7:30 on Saturday? Right, great. As Rabbi Perlin observed in the TBS email, it's a quiet weekend here at Temple. There's no religious school over the holidays. And if Rabbi Rappaport was here, it would have been a bit louder. There's also no Hebrew school on Tuesday to make it possible. Thank you. Show the visitors how we like this. To make it possible for working parents to vote on Tuesday, and please get out and vote. But as usual, Minion Makers will happen tomorrow, 8:15, 8:45, you know the drill. And even though it's allegedly a quiet weekend at TBS, there's still lots to talk about. I'll try to be brief, only another half hour, to mention. Where's Jim Sturm? I wanna call out Jim Sturm and give him a shout out. He's our social action chair. And I've lost count of all the wonderful things he's led and developed in that committee. Just to name a few that are going on, there's a blanket drive for veterans. We've been doing this the second year now, I think, Jim. There's a box out in the hallway. Please bring your new blankets and put them there. That box will be there until next Friday. Speaking of next Friday, please join us for next Friday. It's the Veterans Shabbat, TBS Veterans Shabbat. Several of our TBS members who have served in uniform will share their experiences as Jewish lay leaders around the world. Also, the annual Crop Walk, an event to fight hunger, takes place on November 19th. Please come and be a member of the TBS team and walk, and if you you can register to walk and donate online. And last but not least on social action, but very important, is the Civil Discourse Forum. The final forum this year is November 8th, and I can't be there, unfortunately, 7 to 9 p.m. here at TBS. The forum, under Jim's facilitation, is seeking to build a consensus position for TBS on refugee issues. We need everybody from all sides of the political spectrum for discussion. Every voice will be heard to form an inclusive TBS position. For these events and others, please look at the weekly email and look at our TBS calendar. Lastly, if you've not already heard, this is really important, if you've not already heard or in the email from David Charrington, our president, I'm excited to announce that Rabbi Daryl Kristol has accepted the offer to become our interim rabbi upon Rabbi Perlin's retirement in the end of June. As we anticipate Rabbi Kristol's arrival, this will be a year to thank and celebrate Rabbi Perlin and Gary Perlin for their incredible work making this a nurturing community and enabling organizations like Sisterhood to thrive and be a great part of our organization. Before I close, I need to make one other observation. Normally, this is our family Shabbat, right? And Mike Mason, raise your hand, Mike. Mike Mason was gonna get up and celebrate with the children his birthday. Tonight's Mike's birthday, so say happy birthday to him later. He missed, so we'll have to do it again. I'd never miss a chance.
I would throw it. Can you catch? Sure. Happy birthday to you.
As I look out, I think the only people that haven't been here before are our visitors for the URJ Sisterhood. But I'll say it anyway. If you're new to Temple B'nai Shalom and have any questions and would like more information, members of the board, members of our membership committee would love to speak with you this evening. Mark and Sharon Goldman, raise your hands, are representing the committee, and please see them if you have any questions. Wishing you a very restful weekend and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Do you feel loved? No rabbi has ever thrown a frisbee at you before. Our closing song tonight is Benediction, which can be found on page 64. It's usual for us to put our arms around each other. If the person next to you is seated because they need to sit, then you stay seated and put your arm around them. Everybody else may rise and stretch and put your arms around each other. The words are pretty simple, so you can put your books down.
Give away time.
atah bevoecha, you brought so much blessing to this sanctuary tonight. Baruch atah b'tzeitecha, take an abundance of blessing with you into this Shabbat and into this week. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.